Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 103. This psalm begins with a charge to bless God, Baruchi Nafshi, his soul blessing God, and continues with the word Barech, bless, six times in this psalm, and it also begins and ends the next one, Psalm 104. Blessing is a theme which appears 75 times in Tehillim and 330 times in Tanakh. It's a pretty important concept. The first time we encounter Baruch is when God blesses the great creatures that they should propagate and fill the land. Subsequently, he blesses man with the same blessing, only adding the command to conquer the land as well. Rav David Zvi Hoffman was one of the leaders of Orthodoxy in Germany and fierce combatants with biblical criticism. In his commentary on the Torah, he explores the etymology of the word bracha. He notes that in Arabic, the root word barach, barech, connotes expansiveness. And thus the true meaning of bracha is shefa, abundance. With this introduction, we approach the first verse of our psalm, David Baruchi Nafshi Et Adonai, V'chol Kravai Et Shem Kodesho, Baruchi Nafshi Et Adonai Ve'al Tishkechi Kol Gemulav. A psalm of David, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. A soul is a divine spark. But the divine is infinite. How then does the soul reside in each individual? Kabbalists offer a mystical suggestion called tzimtzum, in which somehow there's a constriction of the infinite into a finite space. When a soul blesses, perhaps it seeks to tap into the infinite within and expand it. This verse is quoted by Jews every Shabbat morning as the culminating line in the prayer in Nishmat. Barchi, Nafshi, is a call in feminine form, as he's calling on his soul to do the blessing, and that soul is related to the feminine Nishama. Thus, the next verses, much like many places in Tanakh, poetically transition into a feminine voice. Hasoleach l'chol avonaychi, harofei l'chol tachluaychi, hagoel nishachat chayeichi, hamatrichi chesed rachamim, hamasbia betov edyech titchadesh, kineshe ne'uraychi. Forgives all your iniquities, heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who encircles your love with love and kindness, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The psalmist goes on to praise God for his interpersonal relationship with people. He performs righteousness for those most vulnerable in teaching his ways to Moshe and the sons of Israel. Oset tzedakot Adonai mishpatim lakol ashukim. Yodiyad rachav l'moshe l'bnei Yisrael alilotav. Rachun v'chanun Adonai erech apayim v'rav chesed lo lanetzach yariv v'lo lalom yitor. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moshe and his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and bountiful and loving. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. Verse 8, Hashem Rachum v'chanun, echoes the biblical drama in Exodus after the sin of the golden calf. The attributes of God's compassion, grace, supreme kindness, and slow to anger. Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum v'chanun, Erech Apayim v'Rav Chesed. Verse 9 continues with God's unique characteristics, such as not fighting and spiting. Lo kichata'enu aseh lanu, v'lo kavanotenu gamal aleinu, ki kovgova shamayim al aretz gavar chastel al yireyav. God has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as east from west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. As a father who pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Continuing on the theme of God's special qualities, focusing in the beginning of God's self-control, not repaying our sins and not bringing retribution upon us. God removes us from our sins like from west to east, like a father has mercy on his sons. We know once again the similes used to convey the imagery more vividly. Heavens to earth, west from east, like a father and his children. He knows our yetzer, is the last verse. Rashbam explains that the word is related to Yetzirah, our creation, meaning he knows our nature. Radak uses the original source of the word in Tanakh, after the flood, where God says, Yetzer lev adam ra minurav, the inclination of man is evil from an early age, otherwise known as the Yetzer Hara. God knows our frail human nature and inclination, and as a result, is filled with compassion towards us. Enosh kechatzir yamav kitzitza sadeh ken yatzitz. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower in the field. For the wind passes over it and it's gone. Its place knows it no more. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. To those who keep his covenant and to those who remember to do his commandments, the Lord has established his throne in the heavens and his kingdom rules over all. The psalm returns to the futility and ephemeral nature of man with more similes to expand our imagination. Man is like grass. Man thrives like the morning dew, or the grass which thrives like the morning dew, symbolically representing the green vibrance of life. And yet, inevitably, in browns, it withers away and is barely recognizable. Yet, Chesed Hashem, but God? His kindness is everlasting, eternal, constant, always recognized. The final verses are, Baruch Adonai Melachav Gibore Koach Osei Dvaro Lishmoa B'chol Dvaro. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones, who do his word, listening to the voice of his word. Baruch Adonai Kol Tzva'av Meshartav Osei Ritzono. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, O you his ministers, who do his will. Baruch Adonai Kol Ma'asav B'chol Mekomot Memshalto Baruchi Nafshi Et Adonai. Bless the Lord, all works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What began with the individual calling on his soul to bless God concludes with the angels being asked to bless God in all creations, in all places, at all times. The psalm focuses on a soul blessing, a notion of expanding the godliness within us and letting that divine spark permeate our world, rendering it a more compassionate one, a just one, a kind world. Man, on the other hand, despite his soul, is finite, fleeting, fickle, unable to act consistently, indeed the opposite of God. The conclusion is instead of man praising God or his soul, the psalmist calls up to the angels, the celestial spheres, who praise God eternally, consistently, constantly. They are the appropriate ones to praise, and yet God seeks praise from man. A contradiction, but an important one in understanding our mission in the world and our relationship to God in creation.